Hi everyone, we are continuing through the book of 1 John, and today we're looking at 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. The world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. When we look at this passage in 1 John 2, I think the most important thing we need to do first is to understand or define what the world is. If you understand this incorrectly, this passage would seem to be contradictory to other parts of the Bible. In fact, be contradictory to the writings of John himself. Perhaps one of the most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16, and in that verse it says, "For God so loved the world," right? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son," right? And so in John 3:16, God loves the world, and then maybe a few years later, a decade later or so, John writes 1 John, and he thinks that God changed his mind, maybe, right? When he's saying like, we should not love the world, right? Is that what's going on here? Of course not, right? God didn't change his mind. But instead, John in this context has a different definition for the world. In the Gospel of John chapter 3, the world is about people. God so loved the world, as in God loves the people in the world. But here in 1 John, the world represents what he says here in verse 16, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and pride of life. It's these desires, right? It's life desires that are apart from God, the Father. This is the world that we're told not to love, right? It's the things of the world, right? Things that are transient or temporary. It's things that are apart from God. It's these things of the world that are passing away. It's to these things that John is saying, do not love the world. It's not the people of the world we're supposed to not love or hate. What we need to be careful of is to not love the things that the world loves, things that are temporary, things that lead towards God. And I think some examples we can give just from this passage, when he talks about desires of the flesh, desire of the eye, pride of life, an easy example would be to love status, right? Our status in life, that's kind of pride, right? It's to love being put on a pedestal in small ways or big ways, like climbing the social or the social ladder, if you will, right? Like, don't love those kind of things. Or another love of the world would be something like hedonism, right? And that's a important sin to talk about of today, right? Desires of the flesh, right? Eyes, right? It's like, ooh, if only, like, life is good if I can keep going to new restaurants and trying different foods and traveling the world, those kind of things, right? Like, that's what, like, I want, like, what people love. And they're now, by themselves, these things are not like the worst, right? It's not like bad to move up in the social ladder. It's not bad to eat at new restaurants and travel the world. But they're temporary. And if we love these things, if we put these things at the center of our hearts, then we're moving away from God. And what John is warning us here is that don't love the world, right? Don't love these things. Don't make these the center of your heart, of your life. Because if you love these things, then you don't have the love of the Father in you. And I think this is really important even in our day, as over this past, over a year now, a lot of these things have been taken away, especially on the hedonistic end, right? It's hard to eat at new restaurants and travel the world. We can't really do that. Now, pride and status is probably still a thing, right? That hasn't changed. But these things are temporary, right? And they've been, in some ways, they've been taken away from us, and that's good news. And in this time, I think it's important for us to love God, to put our hope in God and God alone. is to not let our hearts be ruled by a love for things of this world, but instead to go for the good things of God. One thing you recognize in life is that it's the surface level things that grab our attention more quickly or easier, right? But it's the deeper things that we really want that last, but are sometimes harder to get to, right? Because of the surface level things, right? Again, nothing wrong with going to nice restaurants and traveling the world, eating good food or whatever, getting a higher status in life. But those surface level things keep us from the deeper things. And what John would encourage us is go for the deeper things. Love God. Find your status, your approval, your joy and everything in being with God. Let us desire him. Let's not love the world. Let's pray. That will be the cry of our hearts, the desire of our hearts, is that we will go for the deeper things to follow God. Let me pray for us. Oh God, we declare that you are the only thing worth loving and worshiping with our lives, God. At the same time, we confess that we so often and easily go after the temporary things, the surface level things, the things in this world. Jesus, we pray for your help. Help us, Lord, by your Spirit, to not love the world, to fight against hedonism, fight against pride, the desire of our eyes and our hearts. And may we instead desire you and find the joy and the security and the hope, the goodness of going after you, God. Bless us, Lord. Fill us by your Spirit. Help us to live for you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.